From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Hanke and intelligence operations take center stage on Capitol Hill. Senior U.S. intelligence officials face questions at a Senate hearing that will be dominated by the intelligence community's assessment that Russia meddled in the presidential election to help Donald Trump win. The Armed Services Committee cyber threats hearing Thursday comes a day before the president-elect will be briefed by the CIA and FBI directors, along with the director of national intelligence, on the investigation into Russia's alleged hacking efforts. Trump has been deeply critical of their findings, even appearing to back controversial WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange's contention that Russia did not provide him with hacked Democratic emails. The top Democrat in the Senate, Senator Chuck Schumer of New York, said what Trump is doing could come back to haunt him.
Take on the intelligence community. They have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
Schumer made his comments on MSNBC. Slated to appear before the Armed Services Committee are James Clapper, the National Intelligence Director, Marcel Lettre, the Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence, and Admiral Michael Rogers, National Security Agency Chief and the top officer at the U.S. Cyber Command. Report out of Turkey is reporting an explosion near a courthouse in the western city of Izmir. Details of the incident are still coming in. VOA's Turkish service says a vehicle at the scene is burning, which officials think might be the cause of the explosion. We will be following this for you on VOA, on all of our newscasts, on TV, and all of our social media platforms. This is VOA.